The political actors maintain that the three issues of security, fight against corruption, and the economy, which were the main focus of the president's campaign, were on course. The Pioneer National Chairman of the All Progressive Congress, APC, Chief Adebisi Akande, explained that in the area of security, the President Buhari-led administration had considerably reduced the challenge.
They have degraded quite considerably all negative aspects of security anything when they came to power.
Chief Akande also stated that the United Nations evaluation of the Nigeria's economy attested to the progress made by the government in that regard.
The economy is already growing, though slowly, but it's growing. We talk about depression, yes, there was depression, but the World Bank now is talking about growth.
The APC pioneer chairman said much advancement had been made in the area of fight against corruption, despite the peculiarity of such campaign in an environment like Nigeria.
Forget about the corruption of the politicians. Forget about the corruption of the ruler. What about those who workers who are not working and are earning? Even when you don't go on strike, you have scorned from your work and you earn salary for that day. Are you not corrupt? Those who are taken directly. Those who sold water as wine to people, is it not corrupt? So in the community where everybody or nearly everybody is corrupt, somebody comes out and says, you must survive corruption. He's creating a load on his head. And that's the load Buhari is putting on his head now. He must be perspiring where he is.
Then a statement expressed worry at the level of decadence at all strata of the Nigerian society, which he said was making the fight difficult for the incumbent government. Also, the chief whip of the Osun State House of Assembly, Mr. Tunde Olatunji, argued that with facts and figure, the present administration had walked its talk in all areas of the economy. Mr. Olatunji explained that the prosperity of Nigeria was not just in the abundant natural resources, but the human capital and the capacity of the leadership to transform them, which he said the administration had proved to be doing with the creation of an enabling environment and legal framework. However, a member of the Social Democratic Party, SDP, in the state, Mr. Badmus Olubimiga, said the present administration was on course on its promises, but much needed to be done.
Yes, there are attempts. Yes, there are progress. But all those progress are not yet significant as expected by Nigerians. Nevertheless, we still getting results.
Mr. Olubimiga urged the president and his team to mitigate the negative impact of the recent increase in the value-added tax so that life could be much easier for Nigerians. From Oshogbo, Adeniton Akiola, Radio Nigeria.